Maybe not. Let's get this hold on. Sorry, give me 1 minute. It's not cooperating. Just hold on.
No worries.
Okay, that should fix it. Okay. Okay, everybody can see that?
Yes.
So, Tracy, I'll drive if you tell me what order you'd like to go in.
If we just want to stay in this order, that works for me.
Okay.
So the personal services for Common Council remained the same from 2021. Takes into consideration 10 buyouts for hospitalization, which seems to be what is happening. It also puts the salary of the council president back in.
Thank you.
I guess
I'm so grateful.
Said remains. What's that?
I said thank you. I'm so grateful.
So anyway, so that I say stay the same, but after the workshop last year, it decreased due to Tom's grateful gesture. So then the next item is the equipment account, which is a decrease from 2021 down to $500. The next line stayed the same as 2021 for materials and supplies. I did increase the point one account for printing and advertising. This is where our parking permits, envelopes, letterhead, public notices, and code supplements is taken from. There seems to be an increase in the public notice fees. I've realized since they went to this new quick ad creator, the city is being charged more. And then, of course, code supplements. Each time we update the code, we do get an expense of the supplements. So I did put in for a $1,000 increase to that line. Then down to the next line, it stayed the same as this year. Currently, I have the OBS digital recording equipment highlighted because at this point, although I have the approval of the DEA to purchase the digital recording equipment, as I spoke to Tom yesterday, I'm looking for a better demo than what they have provided me. So I have not made that commitment for this year's expense. So without making that commitment, I don't know what next year will bring for any maintenance charges. So that's what I have for the council. I don't know, Tom, if you needed to add anything in there.
No, I think I want to make sure the secretarial duties will cover, you know, because I'm anticipating once we are totally back in the chambers that we might have more committee meetings. I'm not sure. But I think that was what we had for last year?
Correct. The current year, yes.
Okay, so we'll just stick with that.
Question on the code supplements. Are we required to continue to provide hard copy paper versions of those to everyone?
That was looked into many years ago. I can confirm again, but I believe that answer is yes.
Okay. If you could, just because I would think with the advent of the digital age getting so much better in the last few years that it would not necessarily be a requirement, but it is government, so who knows?
Agreed.
Well, the hard copy is much easier to read in bed.
you need a lighter tablet.
Okay. Sorry.
Okay. Any comments at this point?
I can't really see anything. You know, you can't take away things, but never mind. Let's go.
The only other comment that I will make, which you will see on the KBS document that I issued you, Tracy, I should have issued you one as well. I apologize. The only thing I changed was I added $25,000 in for corporate count for council, and that was per Cheryl Roberts' budget request. So obviously that's a conversation we can have with her when we talk about legal expenses. But
yeah, yes.
Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. And one other thing, I apologize. You'll also see in your KVS, I'm just trying to get this off my screen. You'll also see in your KVS thing that, I'm sorry, that different budget, not this one. Never mind. So that's all I have for this.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't have anything for this.
So no one wants to give me a raise, huh? Okay, let's move along.
You just got one.
That'd be like a 12,499% raise.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
What's
so
next?
Now we're on city clerk.
Yes.
Although we didn't incorporate any increases for personal services into the accounts, it did decrease due to this year's retirement. So the personal service line, you will see that it has gone down quite a bit. Because, of course, as we know, the former account clerk was paid more than the current, the new account clerk. So not only are we seeing the retirement payout go on, we're also seeing a lesser salary being paid.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, did you not make an assumption for 2022 salary increase? Is that what you just said?
Correct. I was told no.
Okay.
No? Is that correct?
I don't think it was ever formally decided. There was this discussion of taking some money and putting it in contingency, which we may do, but most of the other departments seem to have made the assumption of a 2.5% increase.
Okay. So I did not incorporate any increase according to the instructions that I gave or was given. So I guess I'm maybe the only one that followed the rule. Okay, so the next line, of course, is the bingo inspector, to which currently there are no organizations licensed, so we'll leave that line blank again this year. Should something happen, we'll just have to go to the council. I do not foresee any organization conducting bingo. The equipment account, I increased $2,000 for the replacement computer for myself. Last time it was replaced was 2017. So to keep in that circulation that we have done for many years, I did incorporate that into that line. Point four account, materials and supplies, did go up from this year. Again, it's due to increase in printing costs that we have seen a trend. Point 42 account, telephone stayed the same, and point 46 other expenses stayed the same as this year as well.
So
that,
what happens if we add the 2.5%?
It's another $4,073.
Oh. So make that a contingency?
Well, I think it's up to us to determine how we want to handle the raises, since there are no CSEA contract is not in place right now, nor is apparently the new union.
Nope.
I
see. You want to wait till the... Yeah.
So, I mean, what we probably should do, which I believe we've done in the past, is take in the proposed raises if they're not already contractually committed and put them in contingency. So,
okay. I'm fine with that.
Okay.
That still keeps us under even last year, right? No.
Are you saying the clerk's point one account?
Yeah.
Yes, it would because of the former account clerk.
Right.
Yes.
Okay.
Sorry, I'm just trying to figure out how to get this thing. I'm working across two different machines in order to be able to zoom effectively, so it's a little unnecessarily complicated. I apologize. Okay, that's what I'm looking for. Okay. Any other comments?
Nope, not for me.
No.
Okay. And so records management, that stays the same as this year as well. It's basically for the supplies and different things that we need for the storage room downstairs. It has not seen an increase in a few years. Really hasn't been that many major projects going on.
I'd like to initiate a major project because we've got boxes piled up in every corner of our office. So I'd like to figure out how we can get them down into our archive area. So maybe that can be a goal.
Yep, yep. You have all the forms back there, Heather, I assume, that goes with the policy.
Yeah, we had a bunch done about 3 years ago, and then we'd have to relook at them and make sure they're still accurate, but yeah.
I understand, totally understand, and maybe we have some documents downstairs that need to go to the shredders at this point that may have reached the disposition.
Oh yeah, we have some in our office that can be disposed of. They didn't even make it down there. So. All right, but we can take that offline.
But we'll work together, yeah.
Yep. Comments, or are we moving forward?
Yeah, no, let's move forward, please.
So animal control stays the same. I reached out to the current dog control officer. Again, as we speak every year, we go out to get the RFPs every 3 years. As we know, the dog control officer changed the beginning of this year. Actually, I think it was the latter part of last year.
Mm-hmm.
And I spoke with the current dog control officer. Although he has not submitted his letter of interest to stay on, we've had verbal conversations and text messages that he intends to do it again for 2022 and that his salary would remain the same. The other expenses, shelter services, I don't see them reaching that $5,000 mark in the last couple of years, but we've left it in there previously. I think between the police department and social media, I think they're finding a lot of owners before the dogs do get taken to the Humane Society, which is a good thing.
Yeah. What was it? What are some of the previous years before that was happening? How much was spent? I mean, did it ever hit 5,000?
I can tell you, control of animals. I have to pull it up. Hold on 1 second. Actually, the better way of doing that would be to go. And this gets paid to Humane Society. Is that the name of the vendor?
Yep.
Yeah, the Columbia Green Humane Society, yes.
Okay.
You want a vendor code?
Or no, I've got it already typed in.
Okay.
Okay, so far to date, we've spent $1,370. Last year, $2,055. The year before that, $1,350. I'll do one more year just for fun. And the year before that, $4,415.
Hmm.
So definitely since 2018, it's been.
Yeah. I mean, Matt, but let's just take $2,000 off of that. Just.
Okay.
Yeah, I agree.
I think that's reasonable. Do you want me to do that now, or do you want me to bring TBS
either way,
up on the public thing?
Whatever's easier for you.
Okay, I'll just do that since these ones are so straightforward. I'll just take care of it on my end.
Sure.
Animal control, we are reducing by $2,000. Okay, that's done. Ready to move on to vital statistics?
Yep. Okay with me.
Yes. Please.
Okay.
So the 0.1 account was decreased again due to retirement, and then the lesser salary being paid out to the new person on deputy registrar. I again did not include that 2.5% increase. So if we're going to put for contingent another few pennies to be put there for that as well.
Okay.
Other expenses stayed the same as 2021.
Looks fine to me.
Yeah, not a lot to deal with here. So.
Right.
Okay. So.
What's left? Parking.
Ready to move on to parking?
Yes, please. Okay.
Again, salary stayed the same for everyone, including the parking enforcement officers from the amount that I did get from the police department. The equipment for replacement meters stayed the same as this year. The 0.4 account, an increase of $1,000 request, due to the printing costs, the ticket rolls, and everything else in there. Telephone stayed the same. Contracts, I increased 10,000. We're at the end of the year, and each year, as we get to the end of the year, we realize our contractual amount. Typically, we need more because more tickets were written than what was estimated during budget process. So each year, we end up doing a resolution at year end. So I did incorporate another 10,000 cover that for 2022. I think I will be coming forward again for this year as well. 48, that was increased due to, bear with me. I have a note that it was increased from this year, but let's see what I had. Just bear with me, please.
Sit.
Actually, I don't think that was an increase. I think that was, that must have went down because I see that we had other projects work done at the beginning of this year.
Yes, 1600 is the same as it was in 2021.
It was the same. Okay. Sorry, my notes that I wrote here were incorrect. I apologize. Uniform I reached out to the police department. They had a zero for 2021, and they're requesting that the $2,500 be put back out, put back in the budget. The men had no uniform changes for this year due to that being cut. And that's what I've got for parking.
Tracy, remind me what the tariff charges used to be. I know they weren't actually tariff charges. They were something else.
Something that hits your office, and every year you and I discuss it, and every year, because I don't deal with that account, I don't have that answer.
Okay. So you have nothing for maintenance this year, but you've spent about $800 so far year to date.
For the 0.5 account?
Yeah. Unless, well, let me go see what it is. Oh.
Okay.
So these are Amano charges.
Okay. So then that has to do with the kiosk.
Right.
Okay. So that has to do with the kiosk. Okay. So what was, can you look to see what was in the budget for 2021? That is their repairs. We did reach out to them to find out if there it was easier to get a maintenance agreement with them. They have not responded back.
Okay, the 2021 budget was $1,869.
Is an odd amount.
Yeah, it seems very specific. That was also apparently the amount for 2019 as well. So it looks like it was
historically, my understanding is that there used to be a maintenance agreement on the kiosk. However, at some point that was stopped because the senior account clerk that retired from the police department used to handle that. I'm curious if that's what that cost included, because it seems so specific, and that's why it's just carried through.
Yeah, it could be. I'm just looking at, yeah, in 2018, there was a charge of $1,869 specifically for a mono. And then in 2019, there was just the one charge, but it was only $360. And same charge in 2020. So it does look like there's an annual charge from Amano of about $400.
Okay. But then this year, is it also showing maintenance for kiosk? Because I think the amount you gave was like $800 we're at this year.
Yeah, there's two different. That 300, it's technically 358.80 charge. That's been consistent since 2019, including through 2021. Then there's a second charge for the first time in a couple of years, and it says Amtrak kiosks, labor, and repair.
Got it. Because what will happen is if the kiosks are down, we will go down, any of the three of us, either the maintenance man, him or myself, will go down and try to talk with the technician to try to make the repairs to the kiosk. If that does not go smoothly, they do need to make a service call. And that's what it sounds like that charge was for this year. I don't have the bill in front of me, but I do recall he did come in for something this year.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
So I think we need to put that $400 back in there, because it looks like it's an annual charge from the provider.
Okay.
And we will need additional should there be any issues down at the kiosk.
Okay.
So are we in agreement that we will add some money to
$0.5?
So we need basically $360 for the annual fee, and then something for maintenance.
Why don't we make it around $1,000?
Okay.
Oh, and did you put in a contingency 2.5 for Kim Gaylord?
I have not put any of the contingencies in. I will do that.
Oh, okay. I just want to, I didn't mean put it in, I mean, but make note of it.
Yep. And what, how do you want to address the parking enforcement officers?
Are they union? No.
Nope, they're part-time.
Yeah. Let's just leave them where they are for now.
Okay. Okay, that is done. Anything else on this for now?
Not that I can see.
Tracy, you want me to move to your notes?
Sure. And the top one is the same note that we've had for multiple years.
Yes.
I think we really need to fit this one this year, Tom. I'll put it on my radar.
Okay.
The other was the rack space. Heather, I don't know if the breakdown between funds is still okay, whether general. So we may need to look at that as well.
Okay, I will add that. I have a spreadsheet that looks at the various cross-fund expenses. So I will add rack space to that. And I can touch base with you separately to, well, I guess you've got the billing here now, so I can work with that.
Okay.
Probably assume a small increase for 2022.
Yeah.
So how would the dog impoundment thing work? I mean, if they don't have the money to get their dog out of impound, what happens to the dog? Do you know?
Well, that was the hesitation for many years, was that somebody has their dog go to the pound. Okay, they go to the first pound, they're most likely to pick the dog up. Second pound, impound, possibly the third pound. They were always worried about putting that full charge on the dog owner because some dog owners may not pick up their dog. And then that's when the city is going to be charged, you know, the full rate for the dog. So that was always the question and the hesitant as to whether or not this should take place. However, over the last couple of years, and since that one back a couple of years ago where those 10 dogs were impounded and the city got hit with all that, we said that we needed to address recouping some of these fees that the city is paying out. So that's where the discussion is. You know, are they going to pick up their dogs, or because they owe so much money, they're going to leave the dogs at the pound? And
Do you know what happens if the dogs are left at the pound? I mean, is there a certain period of time that expires and then they're available for adoption?
Yes, but I don't know what that time frame is.
Okay. I mean, that could potentially be problematic too, because I can just imagine somebody, you know, seeing some stranger and it's like, hey, that's my dog from 6 months ago that I never saved. And that could turn unpleasant potentially. So. Yeah, it's not easy.
I am told that most towns have this law on the books, and they have this law on the books already. Most towns, particularly in Columbia County,
so
that they don't have this. Yeah,
we'll talk, Tracy, and I'll set something up to get this moving for the revision.
Okay.
Okay,
so aside from the cutting of the $2,000 in animal control and the adding of $1,000 in parking violations, the only other outstanding thing is to calculate the 2.5% increase on all of the personal services accounts and put that into the contingency budget.
Correct.
Okay.
Thank you, Tracy.
Okay, thank you. Have a good weekend.
You too.
Thanks, Tracy.
Thanks, Tracy.
All right. You want to do mayor's office or treasurer's office?
Hold on one second. Sit. Oops, let me turn that down. Sit still and let me do this.
Either one.
Yeah, either one. I don't care.
Okay. So the only question I had about this is, what is this deal with the JAG grant? How does it work?
Yeah, that's a grant that we got from Dee Dee Barrett. That's going to cover some of our police training, as well as the community forum events and the advisor that's going to work with us to help implement some of the police trainings.
Okay, yeah. The other one that Dee Dee Barrett got for us, the truck traffic, we just got that money directly as opposed to it being reimbursable. Is that the same way that this JAG one is going to work, or is that a reimbursable one?
I'm not sure. Her office said they'll be in touch with more details, so I'm kind of just waiting to figure it out. But I'm guessing it'll probably be the same.
Okay. I will just have to figure out how we record it based on how that's going to work, but I think what we can probably do is just to put in the anticipated grant revenue and the grant completion. And if it happens before 2022, then we'll just carry it over.
Great.
So it'll just depend on the timing.
Yeah, we figured that.
Okay.
And then the LWRP completion, that's basically the matching money. So it's.
But I thought that they withdrew that grant.
I think we still have been budgeting. If we applied again, we would have that matching money handily ready.
I mean, we can do that. The only issue is, I was carrying it over because I did not realize, nobody told me that the grant had expired, or they had withdrawn it, however you want to talk about it.
Yeah.
So I think at this point, we need to take it out until there is an actual new grant in place, because the council would have to approve that. So we can't really, we have to put the money in when the new agreement gets made anyway. So
Yeah, I mean, we just added it just in case because, you know, we also had to do the same with our budget last year, so I'm okay with removing it.
Okay. I will do that.
We were just erring on the safe side.
I would like to propose at some point a increase in the mayor's salary and the assistant to the mayor's salary, but we can talk about that at the next stage.
Okay.
Because I have ideas for where the money should come. In other words, I don't want to just, you know, I want to be able to take the money from other places, perhaps, or, you know, so we can work it out that there's no increase in the overall expenditure.
Okay. Sure.
I think everything else here is...
Yeah, everything else is fine.
Yep. How it always is.
Okay. So let me pull up the treasurer one.
So since we received that, the truck study money already, that's could you take that off too, right? As well?
No. Nope.
Or is there still a carryover?
Yeah. So basically, when it's something like this, when we get the money ahead of time, we recognize the revenue in the year that the grant comes in, which I think is 2020, if not the end of 2019. I think it was the end of 2019. So that revenue has already been recognized, but the expenditure hasn't. But that expenditure is committed to that truck study. So we have to keep rolling the expenditure over every year until that is completely used up. But there's no corresponding revenue anymore because we recognized that back in 2019.
Yeah. Got it.
Okay. Looking good.
Yep, I'm opening mine.
Oh, okay. He's afraid of that. I'm in a meeting. He wants to go out. But
okay. So, personal services. My salary stays the same. I did put a 2.5% increase in for the two union positions, but I will take that out and put it in contingency.
The rest of them. So is that bookkeeper amount is less than what your last bookkeeper was making?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Because they will come in at 15%.
Right.
Well, 50% off. Right. I did assume that that the person coming in would be eligible for the health care buyout, but I can take that money and put it in contingency in case they don't.
Have you gotten a list yet?
Yes, I got the list. I'm going to be calling them on Monday. I posted Wednesday.
How many?
Not that there are any bookkeepers in the city of Hudson, so it's kind of a waste of time, but technically, according to the contract, I have to post the decision for 3 days before. So, but I do have the list.
And it's always been unclear. Now, I know you get to approve, but does that mean yours is the only approval that's required?
It has been.
Okay.
I mean, I think in theory, Kamal can exert his executive privilege over the decision if he'd like.
Okay.
Because I believe in many years prior, you know, technically, since he's the mayor, all the employees that are not elected.
That's what I assumed, yes.
Technically report to him. So,
okay.
Kamal, if you would like to either interview this person or have a say over it, let me know.
That's something we could talk about offline.
I mean,
you would have more of a expertise in what you're looking for in your department than I would.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, you know, I'm not a big fan of how this all works. You know, literally, we're only allowed to interview 3 people. That's it. So it's always a challenge.
Well, once if the 3 don't work, then you can go into farther into the list, right?
You can, yep. You can. So, you know, but it's, you know, I've had this conversation with civil service and they understand it. It's like, you know, this isn't DSS. It isn't like, you know, if you get one not particularly effective person out of 60, as opposed to 50% of the entire office of the treasurer for the entire city. It's kind of important to get, you know, strong people. So we're just going to do our best.
Okay.
Okay. Equipment started with the same as prior year of 1,000. Last year we did have one PC approved and we purchased that just to give you an idea of the age of the machines that we're working at, except for the 2 front office people, the senior account clerk and the bookkeeper, who have relatively new machines. One of our counter PCs is from 2009, which makes it almost 13 years old. The other counter PC is 2012, so that's going to be 10 years old next year. My tower is from 2013, so that's 9 years old at this point. And the laptop is 2015. So that's
We buy one last year, I thought.
We did. That was for the bookkeeper. And the year before that, we got one for the senior account clerk. So, I mean, you know, being in the treasurer's office, we're, you know, obviously very loath to try and increase the budget as much as possible. But that's, you know, literally there's only one person that can turn on one of the counter machines because it's so finicky. The other one is making noises like a dying airplane. So I think at minimum we have to replace one of those. I think I can get through with you know, Joe says that things should be replaced like every 6 to 7 years. And obviously all of these are older than that, but
yeah.
I think I can get through with the laptop for sure. I'm not worried, you know, my 2, I will figure out how to deal with, but I think we need at minimum one counter PC.
Yeah. Can we just get the 2 counter PCs for now?
Yep. That's all I put in the budget for.
Okay. Yeah.
I just wanted to let you know what we were working with, cause it's not like,
mm-hmm.
Not trying to be greedy here, just trying to make sure everything doesn't break down at the same time. It's getting a little disconcerting. So yeah, if we can have the counter PCs, that will go a long way to keeping us in good shape.
Yeah, I would say to leave it.
Okay. Materials and supplies kept the same as last year. Printing and advertising went up for 2 reasons. One is the same reason that Tracy talked about, which is the overall cost of printing is going up. The second is the assumption that if this office is going to be responsible for sending out non-compliance communications, that's going to be an increase in postage and an increase in envelopes and paper. So it's about half for that and about half for just the general increase in printing supplies. Accountant fees, it appears that our fee accountants rates seem to have gone up a bit since they were acquired by UHY. So this year's, hold on 1 second, I will tell you what this year's was. I think it was a little less than that, so I made a, 1325. Accountant fees were a little under 10,600 last year. So, you know, we can probably take that 13 down to maybe 12.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I will do that. Okay, software licenses and support. This really hasn't changed. This is basically all the stuff we need to do so that not only this office, but all the other departments can process all their vouchers and invoices. Really not a whole lot going on in here. The only major change, not major change, it's not even a change, but is the Joe Vining number is now based on his silver service plan.
Right.
Yeah.
Why is what's the highlighted bit mean?
That is something that we have been working on with local gov for them to be able to create an export file so it can be directly imported into the general ledger, but we haven't gotten that yet. So it's possible that will not happen.
Okay.
I mean, if you want, I can take it out now and come back and ask for it if they finally show up and say that they can do it.
Yeah, why not? Take it out then.
Okay. Okay, so I'm taking out 5776. Okay.
Okay.
City payroll services. Our contract is up at some point, either the end of this year or next year. Supposedly, Paychex has a habit of trying to jack up the prices significantly after their first contract is over. I did not make an assumption that they were going to do that. I did assume there'd be a 5% increase. So that's basically where that is. That also includes not just the regular payroll, but there are some things that we can do, I think, to mitigate costs. Not a lot, but a little. I don't know why, but HPD, whenever they get anything extra, like their uniform allowance or whatever, they always want it in a separate check. The problem is we literally pay money per check that's created. One of the other things is that, and we're actually starting to work on that now, is making sure that, and particularly with the youth department, because they are the ones that have the biggest variable in the number of employees they have, if they are not marked as inactive, once they're no longer with us, we still get charged for them. Mm. We don't get charged for paycheck because they're not getting a paycheck issue, but they're still like a basic fee. So, so we're going to reach out to all the department heads and just make sure that they're aware of that and that they, you know, manage their active and inactive employees effectively.
Got it.
The other thing is that, as we talked about before, this does have the capability for actual accruals tracking. So,
right, that was the big plus, right?
Well, the big plus was actually being able to get access to our information, because when we were doing with Hudson Valley, the local place, mm-hmm. literally we had no access to any of our own documentation or records. Anytime we needed to know any piece of information, we had to reach out to them. It would take sometimes a week. Sometimes they would charge us. Now we have it all at our fingertips electronically, and it's been so much better, and we've been able to solve so many more problems. You know, and I think that timekeepers, although they were loath to change at the beginning, I think are appreciating it now.
Okay.
Training, I put $200 in this year because I am going to have a new person. So I would like the new person to take the Intro to Governmental Accounting class. And I'd ideally like the senior account clerk to take the advanced governmental accounting class. They're both offered by the Office of the State Controller.
Wow. I'd like to take them myself.
Yeah, they're very interesting. I can lend you my book from the class I took.
Oh, what's it actually called? Government accounting class?
Yeah, if you go to OSC.
Yeah. Yep.
And just go under local government and then.
Cool. Thank you.
Yep. And that's it. Oh, no, wait a minute. Two things, one not related to my department, but I just want to briefly mention. Spring Book, which is now, again, the owner of KBS, it went through a variety and is now back, which is generally better because when it was under Acela, it was huge and nobody would even return our phone calls. They are going to be retiring both of the packages that we work with. So we have had one meeting with them already to look at their new offering. We have one scheduled in a couple weeks to see if they can accommodate some of our special needs. That's been one of the issues all along. So I just don't know how that's going to impact the software licensing costs yet.
Right.
So I have
you're putting a 7.5.
What it is for our current stuff now. But obviously we're trying to pursue this as quickly as we can to get not only a better estimate, but, you know, ideally off of these very old platforms.
It's not me making that noise.
What's that?
Oh, I thought you could hear that noise in the background. It's not me.
Oh, I did.
It's not my stomach. It's my dog.
I figured. I think the dog should be on camera, but that's...
Oh, ow, that hurts. Okay.
I didn't say instead of you, Tom.
Okay.
I meant adorable side by side.
Yeah, I can't get him up high enough here. Sorry.
That's okay. Yeah, so that's the big question mark as far as I'm concerned.
Right.
And then the only other thing I wanted to mention, which I've already spoken briefly to Kamal about, is that Paychecks offers basically an outsourced HR management capability. So we sat and had a presentation with them about that without knowing really what it was. They said it was about, you know how they work. It was a sales pitch disguised as, no, we're just trying to give you some new information.
Right.
So we didn't really know what they were going to be talking about. But I'm going to be reaching out to the mayor's office and get them on a call with them as well so we can assess it. It looks like it could be very good. They seem like they know what they're doing. And it definitely seems like we do not in many cases. So I just wanted to put that out there, that that's a potential option and that I will be trying to bring forward.
Okay. Is that it?
That's it.
Thank you. Oh, is that all for today? Is that all we had to
say? That is all for today, yep.
Okay.
It went much faster than...
Cool.
Yeah. Those are the easy ones.
What's that? Yeah, these are the easy ones.
Yeah, they're the smallest of them all,
yeah.
So...
Okay. Well, I have a couple thoughts for our next round on a couple of these, but we'll talk about that as we get to it. I mean, I think there's other things being thought about in terms of HR, but we'll figure it out.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
This was just an idea.
I get it.
You know, they came forward with it, and we did have that conversation where it seems unlikely that we're going to get a single employee who's going to be knowledgeable across all of the elements of HR that we need to be aware of. But, yeah, I'm just throwing it out there as an option.
Okay. Well, I guess that's it. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Bye, all.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you both.
Okay, Bubs.